Write letters to each other a lot,
and it was intimidating to talk to him sometimes because he just seemed so isolated by himself.
She started talking about how she wishes that her life was over and she wishes that she was never born.
So I knew he had depression, but I didn't know it was that far.
Said something to me about killing himself.
Tell somebody, tell an adult, counselor, parent, whatever.
It's a hard situation because you do risk making that person very angry and losing their friendship.
It would have been horrible for me if she never talked to me again, but I'd live with it because I know she'd be alive.
Definitely worth getting help, even if you think you're going to lose a friendship, because it's better to lose the friendship than the actual friend.
Suicide is one of the leading causes of death among teens. For more information, contact the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, 888-333-AFSP, or online at afsp.org.
I was with someone like you will help me break my heart in two.
When I want you most. Lance Lessig, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford. 91.5 FM and WMFO.org on the web. Tufts Free Forum and Educational Radio.
Back home. gonna come to you. Hang up your stocking, baby. Santa Claus coming to you real soon.
Yvonne, don't be alone. Every Let the bygones be. Kids have the craziest ideas about food. Where do they get this stuff? Like eating Brussels sprouts helps you hit home runs. And eating carrots gives you X-ray vision. It's nuts. And I honestly have no idea where my daughter got this notion that broccoli is the official food of professional ballerinas. Kids, the only reason my 4-year-old loves cantaloupe is because he's convinced it comes from the moon.
Run, small step for man, lots of potassium for mankind.
And the other day when my oldest came up to me and said, "Mom, will eating peas and carrots really help me pull off a fakie frontside ollie with a twist?" I look him in the eye and say, "It can't hurt, honey. It can't hurt."
Moms everywhere are finding creative ways to help their kids eat 5 servings of fruit and vegetables a day. Get ideas, get involved, get going at letsmove.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
Driving home to Rhode Island, no surprise to find home is a friend that is lying. No friend of mine. Now that I've been forsaken, no contenders to weigh in. Lonely hearts and they're breaking away. I guess we all just want someone to love, love. Maybe we all just want someone, someone to love, love. Grab your keys to the wagon, any road with no baggage. How did I get to this dead end again? Guess we all just want someone to love, love. Maybe we all just need someone, someone to love, love. Guess we all just want someone to love, love. Maybe we all just need someone, someone to love, love.
And then Chris met Jefferson, who, while shoveling snow, wrote a song for Chris about her home state of Rhode Island. And Chris began to think differently, for they were in love. And so on this day, driving into Providence, Chris sang out,
"Hey, self-consuming contradiction. The more tells, the more we just deform. In a way you can't know me, my darling. You're like a horse in the mouth of a gun. We're reaching out in order to get shot down, while the world around it just implodes. For God and country, the new words for every soul sing. Thank you.
Hey, this is Chris from Strike the Box. I'm on every other Thursdays from noon to 2 p.m. here on WMFO in Medford. The show is 2 hours of free-form music, where I play just about anything and everything. And like a lot of other DJs on WMFO, I take requests. So if you want to hear it, and if I can find it, I'll put it on the air for you and on the internet. Whatever it is. How many other radio stations will do that for you, huh?
Love it so much.
Yeah. I almost forgot about the time when we were kids, a particular summer, and the things that we did. We waited and waited for all the time it took for some things that we got from the back pages of an old comic book. It was 1962, believe it or not, and things still move so slow. It was a genuine Dick Tracy wristwatch radio. We had so much fun, we all tried it on. But halfway through the day, it got flushed down the john. We cried and we ranted, and it didn't make sense. But about half an hour later, we were sitting, laughing, eating popsicles out on the back fence. You can lose your wallet. You can lose your gold. But don't ever lose a memory. It's the only thing you can ever really own. Well, Robbie got a girl knocked up, but they wouldn't let her be his wife. They sent him off somewhere to have the baby. They wouldn't let them wreck their life. Robbie became a drunk to smother all the things he felt. He came home from junior high school one day and hung himself with his karate belt. The girl got married and she works in a shoe store. Sometimes I see her and I wonder if she thinks of him anymore. You can live. Once I had a girlfriend, right back at the start. She took all my love, and she broke my heart. Well, I can't get her back now, though she wants to be with me. See, she's not the same girlfriend that she once used to be. She calls me late at night, when she's so all alone, driving blindly into the path that we once used to own. You can lose your wallet. You can lose your soul. But don't ever lose a memory. It's the only thing you can never. I don't know what I want, but I know that
mundane, brilliant to dumb.
91.5 WMFO.
Bedford. I gotta go right now. Someone is videotaping me in my spaceship.